Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at the Atlanta Rug Market, Building 1, Floors 3 through 6, I'm with Kevin Malkiewicz, who's VP of Leasing. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good to be with you. It's been a few years since I've interviewed somebody from Atlanta's Mart. Last interview I did was with Chaz Sidney, and you used to work for him, right?
Yes, sir. I worked with Chaz for 12 years prior to his retirement. In the last 2 years, I've stepped into his role. So it was a great mentor and a great person to learn from.
All right. So you do focus in this area of rugs, which is what I'm focused on. But you've kind of changed the name of this area to more of home and rug, right?
Yes. Over the last year, especially, we've started to integrate more home product in here to help our exhibitors open up to some other channels of distribution that they may have not seen previously. We do get a majority of the large buyers and regional buyers and other interior designers, but we wanted to really get some different channels in here with a mix of home furnishings and bring some different traffic down to, you know, help out our customers and improve the market.
You know, if you're a manufacturer and you make rugs and you sell them in this country, you have many options. You have different shows you go to. Obviously, there's some general shows like Surfaces, but then there's, you know, rug-specific shows, and there's the Atlanta's Mart where we are today. You have two shows, one in the winter and one in the summer, and then there's Vegas. There's the High Point. There's a show in New York. How does this one compare, do you think?
Well, first of all, here at America's Mart, we still are the country's largest rug show. You can take pretty much every other show there is, and they have 10 to 20% of the customers that we currently have here in our facility. We also have a little bit more of a mix than some of the other product centers. We have handmade, hand-tufted, machine-made. We have the whole mix. A lot of the other markets are pretty much one or the other. We've been in business, you know, over 60 years, and we still are the home of the rug market.
All right. And who do you try to attract to this show? And, you know, different channels would be certainly the major home centers, the furniture stores, the specialty rug stores, the general floor covering stores. Is it all those things?
It's all those things, plus interior designers, some lifestyle stores. We're starting to see more internet retailers shopping the market, a lot of the flash sites that are now popping up all over the place. There's a majority of the companies, both in the home and rug industry, are using these venues, and that's where I kind of see a kind of a shift in the dynamics of where people are looking for and buying rugs.
You know, I've been here all day today, and I have seen that there's a Macy's buyer here. There's Nebraska Furniture Mart here. There are a few major specialty retailers here, a couple of buying groups, and also Bed Bath & Beyond. So I think you are attracting the kind of buyer that can make exhibiting at this show worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of cater to everyone. Obviously, with the way that our facility is set up, it makes it an easy destination for a buyer to come into Atlanta and shop. Atlanta has some logistical advantages as far as being 2 hours away from a flight from 80% of the U.S. population. You can take MARTA right in the building. Everything is contained. We have thousands of hotels within walking distance. So really, the facility lends itself as advantageous for a buyer to shop. And our exhibitors, it also makes it easy for them to display their product and work together.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the consumer buys rugs now and how that might have evolved, especially through this recession. What kind of feedback do you get from your exhibitors about that?
I think that buyers now, or the consumer, is actually more value-orientated. They do a lot more research online. There's a lot more information available. So I think that's kind of changed the way that companies have marketed to both the retailer and the end consumer. So you're seeing a shift as far as the availability of information that's out there and research that a customer can do prior to even walking in a store or prior to even purchasing something online.
All right. I'm sure you've probably walked around. This show started yesterday. Have you seen any trends? Certainly, some things I've seen is color. I've seen more machine-made, a little bit less hand-knotted rugs. What's your take?
I've seen a lot of emphasis on the outdoor rugs, actually. I've seen more and more companies get involved in that, and the product and the quality of the product is just outstanding that's out there. You're going to see color everywhere. I also think that you're also seeing some companies that typically Delton Rugs are now also adding accessories, they're adding linens, they're adding bedding, they're adding pillows. So it's become more of a lifestyle. So it's kind of what we're seeing, and that's kind of why we're integrating and marketing our facility that way, to change kind of with the times and be progressive.
And one last question. As I said, there are two shows. You have a winter show and a summer show, and this one is generally smaller, but still there's enough interest for you to have two shows, right?
That's definitely, I mean, the January show is always our larger of the two shows. This is still a major show, and you see all the major customers shopping here. There's a lot of planning that goes in as far as the catalogs on site for the fall, as well as retailers. So this is still a very viable market, and we definitely have interest in both shows. And people, you know, look for value, and our customers look for value, and two shows gives them the opportunity to see these customers at least twice a year in this venue. Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're going to be in the fashion business, you kind of have to have two shows, don't you?
Well, actually, I mean, we're so diversified here. We actually we do 9 apparel shows, which is really fashion, every six weeks, essentially. So definitely, you need at least two shows a year when you're in a fashion business, and it's changing like fashion. What you see here, you'll see 6 months down the road in another product. It could be an apparel piece, all the colors. It's pretty amazing to get a head start and see all that.
You know, as I mentioned, your title is your Vice President of Leasing. This rug area is from floors 3 through 6. That continues to be an area that's well filled out, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, we've always been the biggest rug center there is in the country. And over the last year, we've pretty much continued our growth. Our availability is almost to nil right now. So things are looking up and up. Companies are looking to expand. New companies are looking to come in here. So this is still the place and mart to be if you want to be in the rug business.
Okay, great. Kevin, good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Kevin Malkowitz, who's Vice President of Leasing with Atlanta's Mart. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.